At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Incompetent people, a guy like Gavin Newsom, he's the governor of a state that if we didn't go into Los Angeles with our soldiers, with our National Guard, you wouldn't even be having the Olympics there. They were going to take it. And remember this, your top law enforcement officer in Los Angeles said, there's no way we could have done this without President Trump coming in with the troops. We saved Los Angeles and we saved the Olympics.
Yeah, there's the president talking about, you know, the actions in L.A. And how upset Mayor Bass was over that. Mayor Largemouth Bass, Karen Bass, got very mad that we dared to send troops in there to protect federal workers. My challenge to any of these members of the mainstream media who've raised so much hell over this would be pretty simple. Show me one example of a United States citizen who was injured by a member of the National Guard. If it happened, I didn't see it. Did you see it? I mean, I think that's a fair question. Now you've got the question of the National Guard being sent into Chicago and already threats of lawsuits and how can that happen? And obviously, Mayor Johnson and Governor Pritzker are also opposed to that happening, and I still don't quite understand why. Let's get to our friend Shannon Bream, please.
Shannon is gonna hurt.
Get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday. Shannon, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing all right. We were just talking about the fallout from L.A. and the ruling that the president didn't have the authority to send troops into L.A., but was allowed to maintain troops in L.A. Can you explain to me the fine legal point I'm missing there?
Well, listen, this is most certainly going on appeal to the Ninth Circuit. I think the Trump administration, I'd be surprised if they don't continue to fight this because it's going to come up in these other states. This ruling was just about California, but basically was saying that the military can't engage in domestic law enforcement. And that's what this judge felt like was happening with the National Guard troops and others that were mobilized there. And they said, you know, basically, you can even do things like conducting riot control, making arrests, setting up traffic stops. So it would seem there were enormous limits on anything that the president could send the National Guard to do absent the governor of that state asking for them to come, which is why I think it sparked this interesting conversation about President Trump possibly going to New Orleans and Louisiana next instead of Chicago and Illinois, because you've got a Republican governor there in Louisiana who it sounds like would welcome the help.
That's interesting that you say that. There was some speculation here that we have a local issue here where last year the legislature turned control of the St. Louis police back over to the state, where it had been, there had been local control for a few years. And obviously there were still crime problems and there are shortages in staffing and all of that. But the governor here had started to appoint a local police board to oversee the police department. He withdrew all of those names earlier this week. And they're in a special session right now in the Missouri legislature. And somebody speculated, I wonder if he did that so he would be in control of the police department if indeed he wanted to call in the National Guard to deal with the crime problem that we obviously have here in St. Louis. We're always one of the top two or three most dangerous mm-hmm. cities in America.
Mm-hmm. I know. I think you're right. There are so many different developments here. Beg the questions that come right after them. Like, why are these local and state leaders doing what they're doing? Some welcoming what President Trump is offering, others very much looking to consolidate their own power so that they don't have to cooperate with something involving the feds. Lots of threats of lawsuits, lots of actual lawsuits. And we've seen kind of this evolution in D.C., where I'm based, and the mayor there, who had been very aggressive in pushing back against any potential loss of local control, has now sort of moderated. You've seen this, her conversation about President Trump saying, hey, it's been helpful to have more law enforcement officers or backup for our law enforcement officers on the streets. And you can't, you know, you debate the numbers. In D.C., the crime numbers are down. But the authority the president is using right now to control the police force there in D.C. is going to expire soon, and Congress will have to get involved. So, you know, it's a federal district. It's not a city. So every one of these situations across the country is going to be politically and legally nuanced.
Well, I read an article, a headline this morning on MSNBC. There's a cost to the way Muriel Bowser is trying to play the game with Trump. Her cooperation with Trump might be a strategic play, but it has consequences. I think some of these other mayors are angry with her because she's seen the results and she kind of likes it, I think.
Yeah, and there may be, you know, there's backlash and there are protests in D.C. as well. There are local residents there who do not like the optics or the reality that President Trump is running the city in any way, shape, or form. But I think she's trying to thread a very careful needle.
Very true. Shannon Bream with us, host of Fox News Sunday this morning. On to the other legal challenge, and that's the one that was announced yesterday by the judge regarding Harvard. Not a lawyer. Don't pretend to be. The way I read that ruling, though, was it sounded like she was admitting there was violence and or actions against Jewish students. There was anti-Semitism, but that didn't justify what the Trump administration did, even if that did happen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, it all goes back to the First Amendment. And basically that decision there was that what the Trump administration was doing in withdrawing or blocking nearly $3 billion in grants to Harvard was impinging on the university's First Amendment rights. So, again, I think that's another one that's going to be automatically on appeal. But federal judges have a lot of power in these initial decisions in these cases. So it's one of the things that we'll talk with Secretary McMahon about on Sunday. Our entire hour is we'll have news of the day, but it's also dedicated to all of these fights in K through 12 and higher education that the administration is engaged in. So it's a tough loss for them. I know they'll keep fighting forward. But again, listen, these federal judges are going to be very protective of the First Amendment. The Supreme Court is as well. But how that translates into an education system where students will say, I was not protected, and I am a student on this campus.
Yeah.
That's got to be hashed out.
That's true. Not to linger on the point, but can an institution have civil rights? Maybe I misunderstood that concept. I think of people having civil rights, mm-hmm. not institutions.
Yeah, well, the court's clearly recognizing that Harvard has a First Amendment right to free speech. Huh. And so that's set the underpinnings of this decision. And so entities can... You don't have those as well. It's funny because the court's even looking ahead to things like there's a case in Florida right now. Do AI chatbots have First Amendment speech protection? So the law can be stretched in a lot of different decisions. We'll see how far the courts are willing to go.
Wow. No kidding. And wow, that's a mind bender right there. Mm-hmm. Shannon. So you've got Linda McMahon. Did you say on Sunday?
We Good. Do. We've got Governor Kathy Hochul as well, too, to talk about what states are doing on a number of issues of choice. And banning cell phones from classrooms. It's one of the few bipartisan things that people seem to agree on in education. So we've got Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs to talk about non-traditional things you can do when you graduate instead of not college is not for everyone. And we talk with Dave Ramsey about the burden of student loan debt in this country as well.
Sounds like a great show. We'll be watching, Shannon. Thank you.
See you Sunday.
All right. Thank you. Shannon Bream there, Fox News Sunday. Love that Mike Rowe guy. You know, he loves Eagle Scouts, and he was at a place where we were one time, and my son and his buddy went over and he chatted him up because when he found out they were Eagle Scouts, he just seems like a great guy. So is Griff Jenkins. We're going to get to him coming up after the break.